Emily Anderson is here. Hello, Emily.
Good morning.
I'm so glad that you could join us today. Emily is with Giving It Forward Together, an organization that helps to foster intergenerational awareness through volunteerism. And please tell us a bit about the organization and how you go about doing what you do.
Absolutely. So GIFT was started in 2015. We know that healthy communities are made up of connections. And our founder, Rahul, in 2015 was looking around and seeing that we have a lot of places where people are kind of compartmentalized and where we have seniors living in apartment buildings and not getting out very much. And we have young people who are maybe connected within school, but they're not connecting across that gap. And so she founded GIFT to help bridge that and build those connections. And to help make that happen, she brings in community projects that we complete together so that we're making connections, but at the same time benefiting the community.
And I'm sure the results have been profound since you've started your work. You probably see relationships blossom and people's lives really changing for the better, too.
We do. Our flagship program is called Senior to Senior, and it's where every week college students in Pittsburgh get together with people living in senior high-rises and complete a volunteer project. And it is so meaningful to people, seniors who live their lives often giving to community but feel like they're shut out now, have a chance to be involved again. Young people get a chance to be in connection with their elders and gain that experience, that wisdom. We have people tell us all the time that after being involved in Senior to Senior with GIFT, that they see things differently. We have seniors that go out to art programs with some of the college volunteers. We have students who talk about, they sit at the bus stop and they chit-chat with the older person who's sitting next to them. And that might not sound like a lot, but so much of what brings happiness and connection in life are those little moments of seeing people as people.
Those details do matter, don't they? And small actions, seemingly small actions, make a huge difference and they add up to. How can people get involved with the work that you're doing?
GIFT, in addition to the Senior to Senior program, every year we give out 800 holiday kits to seniors who are living alone. And those are often built and packed by the intergenerational volunteers. And so it's a gift from the community to the community. These programs around the holidays, we always need people who are willing to help pack, help deliver, so that we can reach people who are living alone, who might not be getting a lot of holiday cheer. Our next big program will be in April when we give out Passover kits.
What a great thing that you are doing. I really congratulate you. GIFT is called Giving It Forward Together, abbreviated as GIFT. And you can learn more by going to GIFT's website. And also, I would encourage you to get involved if this is the kind of thing that might interest you. You really have a variety of opportunities to get involved. And what I like about it is it seems to me like it's something you can do that while you should be committed in terms of the project you are part of, you can kind of choose the amount of time that you're going to spend and how you go about it. Is that right?
That's very true. We have people who are with us for every project, and we have people who sign up to do one delivery. I also tell people that, especially around the holidays, find someone in your life to talk to. I know that after getting involved with GIFT, I went home and talked to my now 93-year-old grandmother, who's one of the most poised people I have ever met. And she started telling me stories I had never heard about her life before. Mm. She wanted to be a doctor and shoveling coal into the furnace to keep things going at night. And so reach out to GIFT. You can be involved. You can be a part of these stories, too, for people.
It's very easy. If you go to giftpgh.org, giftpgh.org, to learn more. Anything else you wanted to add, Emily?
We love our volunteers of all ages, and there are many ways we always have programs going on. And we also welcome people who have special expertise or experience that can help our programs run more smoothly, because we rely very much on our volunteers for all of our programs.
Well, here's to a good holiday season. Thank you for being with us. I hope you'll keep in touch. The work you're doing is incredible.
Thank you very much, and happy holidays.
You too. Giftpgh.org is where to go for additional information. That was Emily Anderson.